folks, this isn't actually a podcast, to be honest with you. We were doing one of our 90-second Please Help Us Out on Patreon and appeals, and it actually became a conversation between me and Rory about the Tortoise Shack Reboot Republic and the future viability of the actual platform. Rory decided that we could trash it out a bit, and you can probably tell I was reluctant to have that conversation, but nonetheless, we're going to put it out now as a little standalone 10-minute insight into how we stand right now. And again, if you can, do consider helping us out. It's patreon.com/tortoiseshack. And look, maybe listen to the conversation and make up your own mind. Thanks for the support. Talk to you all soon.
So just a reminder and I suppose a request to listeners, and we've had new listeners join us. It's been a really fantastic few weeks. We reached number 3, Reboot Republic reached number 3 in the Politics Ireland pod charts. So that was great. We know that there's lots of you out there listening. We had one of our highest downloads last week. So, you know, we just put the appeal to you, you know, Reboot, and maybe people don't understand this or don't, you know, really think about it, that Reboot Republic is a podcast that's produced by the Tortoise Shack Media, which is Tony Groves, who produces it, and Tony's here. And it doesn't like appear like the fairies created and it's just magic. We have no sponsorship. There's no funding for it. So it is completely coming out of Tony's pocket in terms of the cost of it. That's where it's coming from. My time is given, at the hours and hours and hours I put into this, is essentially my time. Yes, I want to contribute this to society, but this has a cost. Of course, it has a cost of producing, also the cost. And I'm going to ask Tony now to actually list some of those costs in terms of the hosting. Like, because people don't think about it. You have to pay for servers to host this.
We're ferociously independent. We don't have, there's no ads for Now TV. There's no ads for mattresses or whatever it is. And we just don't want to go down that road. We rely on listeners to actually.
Or funky toothpaste.
Yeah, but it's the price of a cup of coffee. And I mean, but like, this is what I do. Like, this is 40, 50 hours a week of what I do. So I produce these podcasts, whether it's Reboot or it's Echo Chamber or it's Police.
Would it be fair to say, Tony, that you've made some decisions that have prioritized and essentially put most of, if not all of your time into producing the podcast, which comes at a huge financial cost.
A huge opportunity cost and financial loss to me. Yes, absolutely. It would be, and I don't like saying that, but that's the truth. As someone with decades of experience in financial services, I am a pariah in much of financial services now because of the work that I've done. That was a decision that, you know, I knew was coming anyway, Rory. It was something I had to deal with and understand that I was, as this was growing, you know, we were working with the Fight Inequality Alliance. We were working with the Global Alliance for Tax Justice. We were working with Raise the Roof campaign. We were working with all these campaigns, and it was, you know, as the profile was growing, it was making things much more difficult for me in my other life. And that had to, so that has created a huge conflict there, and too much to my financial detriment it has. But at the same time.
So the work that you've been doing in this podcast in highlighting the inequalities going on and highlighting the injustices, and in particular, bringing your lens and knowledge of the financial aspects of it, particularly around taxation, the corporate tax issues, around housing as well, finance, the investment funds. You're saying that because of that and the points you've raised and the work you've done, that the financial services industry has blacklisted you.
I don't know if that I'd go as strongly as that, but it certainly put me in a position where, yeah, things are much more difficult. And luckily,
that's a huge thing to do, Tony. Like, and you don't downplay that. That is like, people make these decisions. We ask, you know, why do things not change? Things don't change because people don't do things that could really lead to that change. You've made a big decision. And I think people need to know about it. And that was a personal sacrifice to try and put social change, social justice ahead of financial.
And it's not working.
And hence we come to the problem.
Yeah,
the
crisis. But that's the reality. Like, so the reality of this is it comes to a tipping point where you're trying to pay bills. You're trying to do all of those things, keep the show on the road, dedicate yourself to these causes as well. Like, we actually care what we're doing. And then you trust when you see the numbers, you're like, oh my God, there's thousands of people listening. If a fraction of them gave us the price of a cup of coffee, we'll cover all of this. But it just doesn't happen consistently enough. And I don't know, maybe it's wrong. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should be telling people more. But it's not nice, Rory, having to.
No, of course it's not nice. And, you know, we listen to other podcasts like Blind Boy, for example, or, you know, there's others who, you know, they explain to people very clearly that they're reliant on the listeners to fund their income. That's what they are. And I think that, you know, we should tell our listeners too that, you know, your income is essentially reliant on the podcasts, on the patrons, should I say, people supporting it, that the future of the podcast can't continue. Reboot Republic will not continue if we don't have enough funding to cover its costs. It's not like IROC up here do a podcast and it costs nothing.
And it's hours of research goes in.
Hours of research, hours of your time and actually producing it.
I see other podcasts and they say, like, I've spoken to the big players and they say, we'll dynamically insert ads into your podcast. And I just don't think it would be good for me and you to be discussing NAMA like we were today. And then this thing, a little break, and all of a sudden a voice comes in and says, back in Brave, AIB. That just wouldn't wash. And maybe that's the cost of but I don't want to go down that road. And
no, and but that is the dilemma we face. And that is a conversation me and you have a lot, Tony, about, you know, do we need to go for advertising and what that means ethically? And so I think for listeners to understand, you know, if you want ads, fine, then, you know, tell
but
us even get ads.
And, I disagree, though. I think if we went the ad route, I think we'd lose something.
But the danger is we're going to lose the podcast. The danger is Reboot Republic will not continue. The Tortoise Shack will not continue. Echo Chamber will not continue. Police will not continue. You can't do these things continuously from some magic money tree. You know, yeah. Things have to be paid for. That's the reality. That's the system we live under right now.
I'm sure I get a lot of shit on social media just for putting up, please join us on Patreon. So, you know, it's a hard line to walk. But the honest truth is that actually, yeah, this is what I do. And it's 40, 50 hours a week of work.
Minimum. Essentially, this is a social enterprise. That's what it is. It has to cover its costs. It's not funded by the state or anywhere else. So it has to be financially viable. That's the reality. And currently, yes. And it's really important to say that the patrons who are supporting us right now, and patrons are people who contribute a fiver a month, that's what patrons are, that they're keeping the show on the road. And really, you know, we appreciate so much what they do, and you do so much for them in terms of giving them access to live shows and live Sunday shows. And, you know, they get the podcast first. So but we are utterly reliant on patrons, and currently it's not viable. And so it's not economically viable. So the question to our listeners is, do you want Reboot the Tortoise Shack to continue? As it is, if you do, then please become a patron, become a person who contributes, who goes over, signs up, essentially, you know, €5 or €7 a month, whatever you can, and keep this show on the road. And I would like as well, let's say we do want more interactions with listeners. We get lots of feedback on Twitter and stuff, and it's great. But if you want to email your ideas on what you think we should be covering in the show, or comments on the show, we've set up an email. What's our email, Tony, for Reboot?
We've rebootrepublic@gmail.com. Nice and simple.
Yeah, rebootrepublic@gmail.com. So I think that's a way to try and as well increase engagement. As I said, we're on Twitter. Send us your ideas about shows. And really, Tony, yeah, I think it is time that we're straight up with listeners and stop pretending that this is some hobby. Yeah. That actually, this is a real job. This is an enterprise. It has to be financially viable or it goes bust. That's it.
Yeah, look, thanks for that, Rory, and I appreciate all the work that you do, and I do appreciate the support that we get from our listeners. And we do actually, we engage a lot. We find it's a bit of a community we've built, which is I'm really proud of. I just wish I didn't feel like every two and a half weeks that, oh God, are we going to be okay in 2.5 weeks further from now, you know? So I don't want to be living like that. But I understand that that's the case for many people. But if you do, yeah, look, it literally is the price of a fancy cup of coffee. That's what it is.
And just to say, yeah, no, like what we're doing and what, you know, you've done and what we've achieved and our listeners have been part of, you know, over the last 4 years in so many issues, we've highlighted and covered so many and, you know, platformed so many voices, you know, who are excluded. And, you know, I think particularly Rosemary Maughan, you know, the interview we did with her in terms of traveler accommodation, I think of Cliona Ní Chealaigh around, you know, homelessness and health, and Leilani Farah around the right to housing and investor funds, and, you know, the tax justice we've done, you know, the highlighting the budget stuff.
In 2 years' time, some of the stuff we've done will be mainstream.
I know. But hopefully it is. Hopefully it is. But
no, that's what I think.
I think the point is, though, that we have done a lot and our listeners know it and they've been part of that journey. We want that to continue. And this is what it is. As you say, describe it, it's a values-driven podcast. We are driven by the values of social justice. And of course, the contradiction, this value, these are our values. Yet on the other hand, we have to go, please give us money. But I think we need to see it as, you know, this is a social enterprise. This requires finance to continue, it requires money. We either get it or we don't. If we want to keep a values-driven podcast media platform going, it needs money. So, simple as that. And we need you to sign up.
Thanks, guys.